Cavs taking on Boston tonight. We just had Dan Shaughnessy on. I was walking in. I was outside for a second. I was walking in. And I go, man, Dan Shaughnessy, 71 years old. I'll be blessed to do this at 71 years old. This ain't a personal shot at him. It's just like, man, we're getting excited for this game. Dan Shaughnessy, great guest, great perspective. However, for this, I'm just hoping they have a competitive game. I'm hoping for some competition. I'm like, come on, Dan.
But he doesn't even want the Celtics to like blow out the Cavs.
No,
like that would be boring to him.
He thinks that this league is boring without the Celtics. He just thinks the Celtics roll over everybody and the league's boring.
Well, they did have a pretty easy romp to the title last year.
Is that what we're going to be now? Because you mentioned this. You're like, man, the NFL is not such a great product right now.
Although this weekend was actually pretty good, but.
Well, I happen to notice. I go, yeah, you know what? I think I agree. I don't think it's such a great product. Baseball, we're just farting all over baseball in general. I mean, the Guardians had a great season, but overall, we fart about baseball and their problems. And then when you have the Cavs are great. Obviously, they're 15-0, but when it comes to the NBA, they shoot too many threes.
If the Cavs were 12-3 right now, we would not have today's game. We'd be talking about it today. But we would not have had all the Cavs conversation for the week leading up to
today. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this game for a while. I am very excited about this game.
Well, it is a measuring stick in so many words. But then, I mean, where's the excitement on the phones? Where's the excitement on anything else? I mean, you guys sit there and bitch my ear off about how terrible the Browns are, and I agree with you guys. But, hey, I'm trying to bring it up about the Cavs, and everybody's excited. Like, we're all, hey, we're excited. All right, do you consider tonight a measuring stick? Because I do. I don't get anybody saying they do or don't. I don't get anybody agreeing with it.
I still think the streak is more important than the win over the Celtics tonight. They coincide
Now that's a discussion because I disagree.
They coincide with each other. Now I said it last week too. I just think to me it wouldn't matter right now if they were playing the Celtics or the Vancouver Grizzlies or the 98 Bulls. Like, I wouldn't care who they were playing. I only care that they are winning games right now until the streak ends. Once the streak ends, now I'm actually looking at matchups and things like that.
You guys are going to come through the radio and punch me in the face. I do have to put this up.
I'm sitting in here. I can just do
this.
It's
a couple of minutes ago from Jeremy Fowler. Browns are signing Jaron Christian. Their former left tackle is being signed again before Thursday night's game. Jed Wills ain't playing no more for the Browns, guys. That's done.
Yeah, probably not.
That's done. That is done. That is the end of the Jed Wills era.
Cost of doing business.
There you go, folks. All right, back to the Cavs. Unless you have anything more to say over the casket of Jed Wills' career with the Browns.
No, thanks. I mean, looking at the schedule, I understand Owen's point. Like, any win, but it's interesting because the Cavs sat their best player in the last game during the streak. So does that tell you anything about the streak?
Well, I think they set their best player because they were 10.5 point favorites and they knew exactly who the opponent was.
He said it was planned well in advance.
I know what he says. I've heard a lot of coaches say a lot of crap.
Oh, and I got to disagree with you. And my attention was diverted there for a couple of moments because, I did get that about Jaron Christian. However, I mean, if the Cavs were 12-3 and they beat the Celtics tonight, I think it's a bigger deal than the streak. I don't think the streak's a bigger deal than beating
the Celtics.
I know, but
the
Cavs
are 15-0.
I don't think extending the streak is a bigger deal than beating the Celtics.
Well,
they
happen
to coincide with each other.
But like I said last week, we are not going to look back at this game and go, that was the catalyst for a playoff run. This game, in the grand scheme of Celtics and Cavs and a potential rematch, maybe an Eastern Conference Finals rematch from last year, does not do anything for me. I don't look at tonight's game and go, well, remember when they beat them on November 19th? I think they've got the edge now.
But people did that 2 years ago. Yeah, they're like, well, we beat the Celtics. Okay, but people do that during regular season games.
That's why I don't want to live that life
beating
anymore.
Beating the Celtics is an important thing.
We had great games with the Celtics last year. In fact, that overtime game was incredible. Well, that was an awesome regular season.
A lot of people were living off of, we beat them 3 out of 4 in 2022.
Yeah.
And that was with it. That was within like the first 4 weeks of the season.
Right. Yeah, this is where it's interesting because they're at 15. They beat Boston tonight. Now you've gone on the road. You're 5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
Like, when have the Cavs been underdogs all year? Was maybe just the Knicks game? Were they even underdogs in that game? So now you'd be 16-0. Then you have New Orleans, which is a total disaster. Toronto, come on. The Toronto's 3-12.
They're building. Yeah.
After that, you have this is actually an interesting one that could trip you up. It's two games in three nights, but a home and home versus Atlanta. And Atlanta is, they're 7-8, so they're not world beaters or anything like that. But it's tough to beat two teams that are competent, one team that's competent back to back in a home and home.
Yeah.
So that's where you could get tripped up, and then especially because you got Boston at home the very next game on that Sunday.
I mean, eight more games after tonight is just such a hard thing. That's why I think, and man, half these teams, I don't take New Orleans seriously. You just said it. You wouldn't take them seriously. They're in the West, but I certainly don't take New Orleans seriously. I don't take Toronto seriously.
I'm not focused on 24 and 0. I'm just focused on add one more.
Oh, well, I see. If you're add one more. See that I'm different on. I mean, if you're going for it, you got to go for the gusto. That's what I thought you meant by
the
streak.
I think every win changes your outlook for the season. So I don't know that it matters right now, because now you're at a point where I was afraid that like 12-0 leads you to still being a 55 win team, 56 win team, which means at some point you're going to go 0-6 in the season. Right now, the way it's going, the more distance you put between wins and losses right now, I think there's fewer losses. And even if you do have a little downtime, you're going to end up still around 60 games right now.
Yeah,
you're going to win 60 games.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well,
that's going to be huge. You're going to be a top two seed in the East.
Yeah, that seems like if you're healthy, that's locked up.
Yes.
But if I beat the Celtics while I do such a thing, then I'm going to feel better about the Cavs' chances moving forward. Because when it comes to streaks, when it comes to all-time win totals,
tell yourself what you have to
okay,
tell
but
yourself.
I'm damn sure going to tell myself all these things, because when you got over 60 before in total wins, you got 66 one year, and you lost to the Orlando Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Celtics games I'm worried about are in February. I'm not worried about these as far as the
regular season games.
Yeah,
the regular season. Okay,
they're
but we're not going to have
games, they're after the trade deadline. They're after everybody shooking out what they're going to do with their rosters. That's where we know who the real teams are, and the Cavs are a real team.
Dean Wade.
That's where we know where the rest of the real teams are in the NBA.
Dean Wade is not Tingus Pingus, but he still has made a terrific difference for the Cavs. He's going to be out of this game tonight. You have two other guys who are questionable that do play roles for you, and Isaac Okoro and Caris LeVert. I mean, are we nuts here? This is an important basketball game. I think beating the Boston Celtics is more important than extending the streak.
You'll extend the streak by beating the Celtics. Both are awesome. I'm going to go with the streak, though.
Well, clearly.
Just because.
Wow.
There is no losing in this scenario.
Wow.
Yeah, of course. Just because, man, 16 is really hard to do.
It is.
We've only had four teams in the history of the league get off to this kind of
a
start.
This is you have been painted as the franchise that only wins with LeBron. It doesn't matter what we say about the Cavs here. Everyone outside of Cleveland has painted the franchise as, well, you can only win without LeBron. The more you can stack that on and go, who is he? He's been in L.A. for what, going on seven seasons now, six seasons, right?
Yes.
I appreciate the time he was here. It was great. They have built something now that seems to be sustainable, and every win that you can stack on this thing get you away from being, you had to lean on LeBron. They don't have to.
I don't know how many people. Well, that's a good point outside.
If he wants to come back, he can still come back.
216-474-0092. Which is more important to you? Is it extending the streak or is it beating the Celtics? I'm the odd man out here. I think it's beating the Celtics. I think it's beating a quality opponent and showing the world that you can beat them. Even I don't care if it's November 19th. I still think beating a quality opponent stands for something there. And if they were 12-3 going into this one, I think would be more important. I care more about beating quality opponents.
Yeah, I just love how it's something so silly, but like the victory frog and the way that like the local...
You can have a Cavs frog.
When's the last time like the local affiliates, every Cavs game, they're giving updates? What was great was
there were stand-ups in front of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse today from every station in town.
In November.
We might have gotten one or two today because it is the Celtics, but they're spending extended amount of time on more than just here's what our basketball team looks like against their basketball team. This is the feeling and fever of Cavs basketball right now that is taking over, that you're starting to get the moms in your households that probably don't care at all about basketball, especially this time of year. They're going to buy into that.
Well, streak is nice, but I think that beating the Celtics is more important for basketball people, for three men who enjoy the game here, sitting here chopping it up about sports.
The streak's more important to a guy who is, that Cavs are third for them in town, right? When it goes, if they go Browns, Guardians, or vice versa, and then Cavs.
What a,
now that you have the streak, you go, okay, I'm going to pay attention. If it was 12-3 versus Boston tonight, I doubt they're paying attention.
But I care more. Okay, I'm glad that we got the guy who doesn't really care about the Cavs' attention.
But that's how you grow your fan base, though, and that's how you push them
into the next. I grow my fan base by being a competitive basketball team against quality opponents.
And I
will do that in April. November. But I have to have some sort of a template to get excited for them, and that's why I got to be able to beat the Celtics.
How you get them in the door now, Ken.
216-474-0092. Tristan and Stowe. Oh, come on. I'm a shameless self-promoter. You telling me I don't know how to sell things?
I know you're sending out Christmas cards to everyone.
That was a hell of a point. Tristan and Stowe, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hey, Celtics game. This is it. This is big.
Bigger than the streak?
Time right here.
Bigger than the streak.
Bigger than the streak, man. We only won. We got one game on the Celtics in the playoffs. We got to show them who we are now with our new coach.
Oh, there you go. What do you say about that, Owen?
Wow, Tristan's so convinced.
What do you say about that, Tone? I agree with Tristan.
Came in hot.
Now we did beat them.
That was relatively warm.
We did when we were healthy in March last year.
You're taking a battle.
We did have that come from behind win in March, and that was awesome. I mean, the place was deafening for that game.
I need volunteers, not hostages. Kevin Stefanski, 2020.
That's a guy I want to quote right now.
Two-time coach of the year, buddy.
That's a guy I want to quote right now.
I'd rather take that quote than some of the other quotes he's had recently. Mario in Cleveland, go.
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm going to be quick. I think the streak is bigger because Porzingis not playing, man. We got to have them healthy. If we going to beat them, everybody got to be healthy for it to really be worth it. So I think the streak is bigger. And I hate to slide the Browns in it, but it's a positive. When Pittsburgh, I think 2020, when Pittsburgh went 10-0, 11-0, everybody had them winning to the Super Bowl. And then when we get to the playoffs, we beat them two games back-to-back, the last game of the season, and in the first round of the playoffs. Man, this regular season stuff, man, it don't really mean too much, man. So, yeah, let's just keep the streak alive, man.
Mario, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. All right, I got one who agrees with me, one who doesn't. I'm backed into a corner here. What's more important? Is it beating the Boston Celtics, the defending world champions, who aren't exactly garbage? It's not like you're playing Philadelphia tonight, who we thought was going to be a measuring stick before the season. What's more important to you? Is it extending the streak, or is it beating the Celtics?